Groundwater will now be part of the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. The program previously was a waiver-based program and only monitored surface water. It has now evolved into a general order, and landowners are on a deadline to become compliant.
The new general order has allowed 180 days for farmers to sign up to a program. And the anticipation from the regional board is that every landowner that has irrigated agriculture will have to sign up with the program due to the fact that they probably, if they don't contribute a potential to surface water, they do to groundwater.
Kaweah Delta Water Conservation District General Manager Mark Larson says that the board understands it cannot regulate the general order by itself, and landowners will need some help to become compliant. Thus, they have created third-party organizations to do both. These parties will monitor the water in a landowner's area and have the power to work with the owners on their paperwork and plans.
Well, they need to, number one, find out who the local party is for them locally that's managing this program. They can also file individually under the general order. But what happens with that is all the requirements on the general order are then on their shoulders, and they would have to basically educate themselves on all aspects of the general order, fill out all the reports, and report directly to the regional board. So the third-party groups, usually for most landowners, is a more economical way to comply.
For AgNet West, I'm Taylor Hillman.